This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Malcolm Campbell is Joy Drive sports reporter. Malcolm, good afternoon. What do you reckon? It's not Sammy the Seal. Was
Henry.
Henry the Seal was getting from the servo.
He was getting a slushy.
A slushy.
Yeah.
That's I love one. It. That's, you know,
it's got
Slurpee.
It's got ice in it. You know, he's from the cold climate where they live on ice.
Of course.
What colour Slurpee do you think he was getting?
Red.
Red?
Raspberry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yum, delish. Henry the Seal knows what's up.
Mm. Not that I've had one.
Okay, Malcolm, you're lying. You've never had a Slurpee.
No, never, never.
No. Can I propose something?
Okay.
Next week when we get you on the show to chat sport,
yep.
We also do a live cross to the local service station and we get you a Slurpee.
For okay. The first time. Okay. Sure. And we'll slurp live on
radio. Yes. It makes for great radio.
Now, there's been some late matches in the Australian Open, but before we get into that, let's talk about the favourite.
Yeah.
Who's lost and who's left?
Well, in the men's, the favourite is still Novak Djokovic. He's still left.
Okay.
But some of the other favourites have gone, such as Rafa Nadal and Casper Ruud and Felix Auger Aliassime. And that's in the men's. And then in the women's, the top two seeds have gone, Ons Jabeur and Iga Świątek, and also Caroline Garcia lost today. So I was looking at the draws, and the men's and women's, it's an older draw left. Like, they're very old. They're in their late 20s and early 30s. And that's okay. Old.
Is it?
For yes, tennis for tennis. Tennis. Yes, yes. Oh. Experienced, I
okay.
Call it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I like that, experienced. Mm. Are there any Aussies still left in the mix, Malcolm?
Only one in the men's, Alex de Minaur. Okay. And he plays Novak Djokovic tonight, who he has a slight leg injury. And Alex de Minaur can run anything down. So who knows? An injury and an energizer bunny,
okay.
Alex de Minaur, it could make for a great match. I'll be watching that.
So it's going to be live tonight?
Yes, live on the channel that's broadcasting the tennis.
And it's set to be
a blockbuster.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
like
yeah.
That sizzle.
Yeah, 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 tonight.
We'll all be watching it tonight.
There are Aussies left in doubles and mixed doubles, but okay. Generally the focus is on the singles. Yeah.
Malcolm, have you been watching the tennis every night?
Most nights.
So, on Friday, you would have been a bit tired and cranky at work, I assume?
Oh, no. When it gets to a certain time, I just turn it off and go to bed. But I've heard, because the matches start late and then they go late, the players and the fans are all getting a bit annoyed because it's so late.
4 a.m, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. 4 a.m. for Andy Murray. And one of the other Grand Slams, Wimbledon, has a curfew at 11. And so they stop matches at 11. And so you just have to come back the next day. And that's good for the players and for the fans and whatever. But some players want to keep going. They want to finish their match, even if it is 4 in the morning.
So why don't we have that sort of curfew as well? I mean, it's
because
hot.
It's different here.
Okay.
It just is. Whereas in England, you can't get the train home after 11 p.m.
Ah.
Whereas we've got all-night transport, but then you've got the worry of people trying to get cabs and being ripped off by cabs.
Okay.
But, I also heard that it's got something to do, and correct me if I'm wrong,
yeah.
It has something to do with the fact that because of the schedule, it's like a two-week thing,
yes.
And they need to make sure that they get all the matches out in 2 weeks because that's what's programmed.
Well, that is correct. And that's what the tournament director, Craig Tiley, says.
Right.
But my view is, don't start your matches at 11 or 12. Start them at 9 a.m. You get 2 extra hours.
Mm.
Oh, they could do that. When it rains, say at Wimbledon, they bring the matches forward. Because Wimbledon, they start them at a certain time, which is a bit later than Australia. But then they bring them forward if it's raining because you've got to get that time through. So they could start the tennis at 9 a.m., not 11 a.m.
That's plenty of time for everyone to get in there.
Yeah, no one's heard that one.
Decision made. And you heard it here first on Joy Drive. Things are changing. It's all happening.
When I'm premier.
Now, speaking of, I guess, an interesting take on the Australian Open, is there potentially a Netflix curse on the AO?
Yes, yes, that's the word out there. Everyone in that Netflix documentary called Breakpoint, which I haven't watched yet, but I will, all the young guns, they're all losing.
Mm.
And or they're not even in it. Like Carlos Alcaraz, world number one, he's not actually in it because they didn't think he was an up-and-comer, but he came up and passed them all and is now world number one. And it's interesting. It's like what I said in my earlier email that, you know, just like every Aussie Olympian who goes to the Winter Olympics and does a Mars bar ad or something, they always bomb out too. So it's the pressure on your profile that sometimes you lose a bit of focus on your tennis.
So what's this documentary about? Is it about the players, is it?
Yeah, therefore, it's following them around the circuit. Oh. It's like a sequel to the one they did for the Formula One motor racing.
Right.
And I think they're doing one for cricket too, actually. And what it did with Formula One motor racing is they've got record crowds, record interest, record sponsorship, mm-hmm. because everyone's watching it on TV. So they're trying to get more people interested in tennis, so having this doco, so that they get more crowds, more money, more sponsorship, blah, blah, blah. It's all about money.
The cricketers will be running from it.
No, they'll be on it.
Okay, they will.
No, the crowds are down. Crowds are down with cricket because of so many other sports out there now. Cricket used to have dominance in men's summer, but not anymore.
I think cricket's boring, controversially.
It can be.
Malcolm, what do you think? You're our sports expert.
I like cricket, but I cannot sit there for 5 days watching a test match.
That's too much, right?
I can watch it on and off. I did go to the Boxing Day test this year, but I only went for one day.
Okay.
And that was the day we won, so that was all right.
Now, what if you're not into the tennis and you still want to watch it?
What do you mean? The Netflix doc?
No. If you're not into the tennis and you still want to watch the tennis, what should we look at? The players or the
people
running across the what are they called, the people who collect the ball kids?
Yes, it's gender neutral.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you were getting at, oh, why do we watch the tennis, just like why do we watch AFL for the short shorts? The tennis, well, there are some hotties on the court there. That Malcolm, Russian Karen Khachanov and the Hungarian Martin Fushovic.
Ah.
There's some hot boys. And every girl that plays tennis is hot. I'm in love with them all. You know, I'm not picking favourites. You can't do that. No, I tell you, I used to, when I was younger, have a favourite player from Sweden. Her name was Katarina Lindqvist. But this is back in the 80s.
Anyway. I imagine. It's been a changing in terms of fashion, right?
Yes.
The tennis outfits of the 80s
yes.
are a bygone era.
Mm, yes.
But they would have been quite iconic.
Yes, they were. 70s and 80s, I saw this retrospective on some doco of players in those days. I think it was Chris Evert and how her outfits changed over the years. But certainly this year, every year they introduce new outfits at the Australian Open because it's kind of the first tournament of the whole year. And there's certainly been some loud Nike outfits, like Francis Tiafoe, the African-American fellow, was wearing this full-on vibrant outfit. And some of the other players said, well, I wouldn't wear that, but he's got the body to carry that one off.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the glamour of tennis, there is the Glam Slam coming up on Friday. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that's the GLBTI tournament. It's actually starts Wednesday, and there's matches Wednesday, Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
And finals are Friday on Kia Arena, which is one of the show courts, and there's entertainment and finals and celebrities and whatever. And I'm actually playing in. I start tomorrow night.
Oh, so you're playing?
Yeah. Oh. So over 50s D-grade doubles, and we're pretty bad, but we'll have a go.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it's more about what outfit we wear. We're deciding
what
tonight what to wear. We haven't decided yet, but we have to match and we have to look hot.
Okay. So how does it work? Can anyone just become, like, not to belittle your tennis prowess, but how does one get involved?
Well, you just have to enter on the website until the field is full.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You have to be able to kind of hit the ball, which we can. So
we should do it next year, Warren.
Yeah. That would be so much fun. I can't hit the ball.
I think they have mixed doubles. I think so.
I'm terrible at tennis.
So am I.
I used to get in trouble when I actually played tennis as a kid.
Yeah.
And they'd put me just on the, like, totem pole.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes, we had one of those.
Totem tennis.
So I would get in trouble for being too aggressive, like when I was losing, and my coach would be like, go and play by yourself. And I would just be like, and that's my experience of tennis.
I did a bit of practice yesterday against a wall, you know, that when you've got no one to hit with. I was hitting against a wall yesterday. Some of them were going over the wall, but whatever, that's part of it.
Now, I had an interesting conversation this week about tennis courts and the surfaces that they're made of. And you know, they're for different speed and what have you. And originally, apparently, they were made of termite mounds.
Yes, but then that was when they didn't have the material, the gravel, which they made gravel courts and clay courts. And you know, the French Open's played on red clay, but in America the clay's green. And here in Australia, I grew up on kind of a brown gravel. It wasn't a red clay. So there's all sorts of different ones. And look, traditionally tennis used to be played on grass, but you know, that's not all weather, and now a lot of the tennis is played on the hard courts, like the Australian Open.
Malcolm Campbell, before we let you go, update, the Tour Down Under cycling for men, what's happened there?
Oh, Jay Vine, the Australian, he won that in a close finish. He didn't win any of the stages, but he had the fastest time overall and won, so that was good. Well done to him.
And there's also been a drug suspension in the last week.
Peter Boll, who got a lot of support in the Olympics and then the Commonwealth Games, has been provisionally suspended following a suspected positive test for EPO. So we'll watch this space for that, because he's a very popular Aussie and he's got the Australian record in the 800 metres, two laps.
Wow.
Malcolm Campbell, thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to see the photos of you all playing tennis in your outfits. Make sure we see them. We might even post them on the Joy Drive.
You know what? We will post them.
They may go online.
Amazing.
They may or may not. We'll see what we can find in the combined wardrobes of myself and my doubles partner.
Okay.
But there are certainly things you can buy from the tennis shop. So we'll see what we can find.
Amazing.
Because we've got a match. We've got a match and look really good.
Of course. We love it. Malcolm, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Thanks, guys.
More sports talk next week with Malcolm Campbell.
Joy Drive. We ask the questions so you don't have to.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.